our basic pattern of our training, when we condense a 3-hour period of time, and we have various 3-hour periods of time throughout our 48 hours together or longer, this is the time when we go out and we engage the community. We talked about the prayer that we do from the very beginning for our friends, asking others to pray for our friends. And when it's a repeat, if it's the second or third time we're going out, we'll just keep taking out the forms that we've filled out before. Then there is the study of the Word. And then we go into a time of prayer walking. And Christine, if you'd explain a bit about what prayer walking is and how it's been helpful for you.
Okay. Prayer walking, well, we can do it different ways, but usually what we do is a small group will go out and just start walking in a neighborhood, and you'll distance yourself from the person in front of you and kind of walk slowly and meditatively, and you don't make eye contact with anyone you pass or anyone you see, and you try not to get distracted from your prayer as you're walking along. But what you do is you just kind of go with the flow, whatever's happening in your mind, and whatever enters your mind, you pray for it, and you move on and you pray for something else. It's a really good way to focus on God and on prayer and on what you're doing, and to kind of reflect on what you just studied in the Word, because we do this right after we do the study of the Word. And it's also right before we go out and encounter people and engage people in conversations about Christ and faith. And so it's also a good way to prepare for what you're about to do, just talking to people. And as you walk along, you just kind of take in the place and gather an awareness of where you are and the people that you walk by. Like, you don't engage with them, but you think about them and you pray for them, and you keep going and you pray for the place, and you pray that God will open up the place and open up the hearts in this place, and prepare the people that you meet for the Word that you're bringing to them. For me, the first time I did a prayer walk, it was not actually part of the whole engaging people experience. It was just kind of a personal time. And I spent an hour prayer walking. And I thought, man, this is just gonna stretch on forever. What am I gonna do for an hour just walking on the street? And I thought, I'm gonna have so much trouble just controlling my thoughts, because I'm gonna be so distracted and I'm not gonna pray for a whole hour. Could not believe it. When I was done, it felt like 20 minutes. And I prayed the whole time, and I was very encouraged at the end of it. And what I realized was, this was like right in the middle of a very hectic semester for me, my last semester in college. And I realized when I got done with this prayer walk and I met with Brad back in the chapel, I remember thinking how rested I felt. I hadn't felt that restful in months. And so it was really refreshing for me, mentally, spiritually, physically. It was like a whole week's worth of sleep, and I don't know, very, very encouraging for me. So definitely a good thing to do before you go out on the street and minister to people, but also just to take time to do it on your own, just to kind of rest and be still and just be with God. It's a really great experience.